Am I audible enough? There's a big crowd that we need to. I'm going to talk about road to success. It's described, it's fully described in, it is mentioned that first, in one of the shloka it is mentioned, Tatarse upagiyamana bhavo shadhashotra manobhirama uttama shloka gunanuvada Shloka is meant for a person. It says, hearing and chanting or the glories of the Supreme Lord, only thing which is beneficial to the heart, who will not hear the glories of the Lord is pastimes, but for a person interested in killing himself. Gnat, Pashugnat means a person who is not interested in self. It is said that is the important thing for us. Because it is called as Bhava Aushadhi. Bhava Rog is in this Kali Yuga, when a person is born, few things are, they come part and parcel. When a person is born, what are the other part and parcel which comes? Something which is must. When you are born, something which is part and parcel. What is that? Old age and disease. Sometimes we might feel that everybody doesn't have to become old. That's also not a good thing, what anybody is looking for. So everybody is looking for a life which is full of happiness, which is full of healthy life, which is full of... Stresses are always behind us. Or I shouldn't say behind us, probably in front of us all the time. I think in India, there was a company, this telephone company, which is called Orange. And what is the logo for that? Wherever we go, network follows. Wherever you go, network follows. And this Maya, problems of Maya are just like that. Network. And they don't just follow us. Sometimes when we go there, they're ready to welcome us. Right? Is it what you have seen in your life? If we feel that I'm going to change my situation, probably go away from here and I'll be in a better... But when we come to the another situation, we realize it's no better. Why? Because that is the quality of this material world. And for that, the medicine which is described is hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord and about the names of the Lord. The best part about the glories and about the spirituality is that it does not only make you spiritually growing, it also helps you grow materially. Many times people have this misconception that once you take up to spiritual life, your material life will be ruined. Any one of you have heard like this? You will become a sadhu. And that is one of the fears people have. When you tell them to come, they say, okay, this is the thing to be done at old age. I don't want to leave my world at this time. I want to enjoy, I'm still young. Because the fear or the conception is when one person becomes spiritual, the material things will just go away. By practicing the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, material and spiritual success both comes. And that is what today I'm going to talk about. That is what the teachings I'm going to share with you all. We need not think that once we start becoming spiritual, we'll become materially absolutely hopeless case. And secondly, everybody wants quick results. Quote in Hindi, so those who can understand Hindi. Aaj bharti kal chakravarti. It means you get admitted in the army today and tomorrow you get Paramvir Chakra or you get award. It's not possible. Everybody has to go through a cycle, have to grow over a period of time, right? But most of us want quick results. Luckily, with Krishna consciousness or with spiritual progress, if we are sincere, results can be fast. Obviously, not that today you join and tomorrow you can become completely purified. But yes, if you are sincere, it can show results quite quickly. And that is what we will again see in today's presentation. So I'm going to share with you this pastimes. Many of you, I'm sure, have heard about it. The story is not going to be new to you. But the learnings and teachings of this story, that is what the lessons we are going to take back home today. So there was this boy who was a prince. His name is Dhruva. Anybody remembers what are his parents' name? He had two mothers, like one mother, his own mother, and one was stepmother. So one is Suruchi and next is? And father's name is King Uttanapada. So he was son of a king. Who was his father is Uttanapada. Grandfather was, if you know about Manu, Manu is called as Swayambhuva Manu. He was the original king of the entire universe. This person, this child, is a grandchild of Swayambhuva Manu, not an ordinary child. His mother, Suniti, unfortunately, was not the favorite queen of Suruchi. The younger queen was the favorite queen. So I'm sure you all have heard about the pastime that once when he approached his father, he wanted to sit in his lap, just like his younger brother whose name was Uttam. But when Suruchi came there, Suruchi was so envious in her heart, couldn't tolerate that how come my sautan, I don't know what it is called as in English, sautan, how come her son can sit on my husband's lap. He makes a person very hard-hearted. Pushed him out and very, very harshly she spoke very hard words. Told something, just because you are born from womb of Suniti, who is not a favorite wife of king, you do not have right to sit on this lap, your father's lap, or on this throne. You will have to from my womb. For that, you will have to first give up your this body. You will have to please and satisfy Supreme Lord to be reborn from my womb. What she wanted to say indicate that to get birth from my womb is not an ordinary thing. We must go and satisfy the Lord first. Think, this 5 years old child who doesn't understand this envy competition. And this was his state where he started. Just 5 years old, he felt neglected, rejected, embarrassed in front of everybody, insulted. And on the top of that, with that sad feeling, he looked up at his father. At least father will tell something to Suruchi. What was the stand of Uttanapant? Didn't say anything. He just looked down. He was so much attached to Suruchi that he did not want to displease her at all. So he did not want to risk. Just kept quiet, and that hurt him. So where does Dhruva start his life now? Something which is so negative. And then we will see from negative how he is going all the way to the success. So this is Nari Shakti. Women are supposed to be called as the energy of the energetic. The man is called energetic, the person who possesses the energy. But the energy comes from, that's why it's called as Nari Shakti. You have heard of? Then if females are called as Nari Shakti, what the male should be called? So it is described that he could not take a stand, though in his heart he knew, he was feeling sad that how his young 5 years old son is getting so badly treated. He could not take stand because he was so much attached to Suruchi. When you know something is going wrong, but if you are attached to lust, he was having this lusty attachment to Suruchi. What is the other lesson we learn? That Suruchi could take such strong stand because she knew how much she could control her husband. That made her feel very proud. And when a person becomes proud, they become hard-hearted. They lose all sense of discrimination. She could not even discriminate that my envy towards my is not allowing me to even treat this small 5 years old child who is sinless. He's not to be blamed for anything. But she lost that power of discrimination. This is what happens. So when we have harbor this envy in our heart, happens we start biting others, backbiting others, or saving ill, and the power of discrimination will go away. So if you know, in the society of crows, if one crow is affected, like if he gets traumatized or if he gets fall sick or something like that, what other crows do? They all will go and poke there, hurt him till he dies. As against that, dolphins start becoming weak because of their age or because of nutrition or something going down. Dolphin is one of the fish who requires to come on the surface too. Other dolphin go below them and push this dolphin up and bring it to the surface so that she can breathe. And the two different societies. And we need to decide what type of society we want to be part and what type of society we need to create around us. Second side, wife, the elder wife of Uttanapad, she always felt completely dejected by her husband. She knew that her husband loved her, and a lady or a woman, when she feels that she is not being completely respected or loved, protected, start losing their charm, start losing the faith, they start losing the confidence. She was always thinking about how she is getting dejected and insulted by her husband and by other, that she was always thinking about it, and she was going into self-pity all the time. She was thinking, oh, I'm so unlucky, I'm so misfortunate. Like that she was thinking, and she was, in her mind it is described that she was always thinking how the Suruchi has been always backbiting her and not allowing her to live peace. Circumstances will be around us and they're always not favorable. Sometimes they will be favorable to us, sometimes they will not be favorable to us. What we try to learn to choose during the circumstances will make our mental status. The circumstances are negative. We need to learn to take responsibility and use our intelligence to go out of this. We keep on thinking about something, the Smaran Shakti or the remembering power, when we utilize it in a negative way, what happens? It can pull you down. But we need to learn. See something positive and take responsibility and walk towards something is a ray of hope. How she does that, we will see now. Dhruva was insulted by her stepmother and her father when his father did not he felt very, very, very sad and he left from that palace, came obviously to his. So Suniti, when she heard how not only all this while she was getting insulted, she was feeling unprotected, but now it has come down to her 5-year son. What a mother would go through, right? She was feeling very sad, almost crying. What will be our reaction at that time? What will we tell our child? Yeah, we'll make him more depressed. We are so misfortunate. Your father is all fallen, stupid, useless. Your other mother, your stepmother is also very envious. But telling all these things, right? Because her heart was already filled with so much of negativity, she could have poured it out to Dhruva. But what did she do? She was very cultured. And this is what exactly is in our hand. Situations around us are not in our hand. Comes to us are not in our hand. What is in our hand is how do we react to those situations? The freedom lies in that small space between action and reaction. And that small freedom, if we use correctly, can make the entire difference. Somebody comes and slaps us on the face. Reaction will be at least either slap back or at least get angry or give back or talk something, right? That is a reaction. That's very natural. But in between these two, action and reaction, lies our freedom. When we think, decide what next should be our reaction. It should not be just an impulsive reaction. But when we think, then that will help us to control our reaction. And that is where our actually freedom will lie. We need to think for a minute. Why did it happen? Was it wrong? Is there something good into it? Can I give a doubt of benefit? Decide your reaction and then react. And that freedom, if used correctly, will make a lot of difference in our own life. Thought for a while, what is good for my child? And then she told very beautiful few things. First thing she said, do not think bad or ill about your stepmother who has treated you so badly. Natural reaction would be, she also would have blasphemed Suruchi. Suruchi is not here, luckily. Huh? Otherwise, she would have felt so bad that I'm speaking so bad about Suruchi. So first thing she told, that do not think bad about your stepmother. Why? One should not blame others for the situations we are put in. We should learn to take responsibility of our situations. Nothing comes without our previous actions. If today we are in some situations, sure enough, it is a reaction of some which we have done in past. If we find ourselves having two hands and two legs and somebody else is having some defect, why was that person not favored over us? Same way, when we sometimes fall in lack of something, don't just look at others who have all those things and think, why I don't have things what I want. There are people, those who don't have even what we have. Why can't we think the negative way? Responsibility. When we take responsibility for our situations around us, we'll stop blaming. That blame game is one thing which makes a person's consciousness go down. She told Dhruva, do not blame your mother. Take responsibility of the situation. And in that, after that, she said a very important thing. Even in that harsh word, she has told something which is completely right. Follow that instruction what your mother said. What was that instruction? She said that your mother, Suruchi, told you that if you really want to change the situation, you need to go and Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a quality of an intelligent person, of a pure devotee, who even in midst of most seemingly negative situations, can learn, pick up something good and then go ahead from there. I'll give a true example. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarvajati Thakur, who was the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, once he was approached by some of his disciples and they said that somebody has printed a very negative article in newspaper about Gaudiya Math. He had started Gaudiya Math. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarvajati Thakur said, okay, let us read that article. And when they read the article, so many times word Krishna was written into that. Oh, he said that count how many times Krishna word comes. And he said this is a very good article actually. When people will read, how many times they are going to chant Krishna's name. Same thing, I'm not sure how many of you, but my introduction to Krishna consciousness, first thing which I had heard about Krishna consciousness was Dam Maro Dam Mite Jaye Gam Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Have you heard this? Before even like I could come to my senses when I could understand things, this song was already there in our head. When this movie came out, Prabhupada's many of the disciples were Westerners. Whenever they would go out, people would shout at them, Dam Maro Dam Hare Krishna Hare Ram. And one of the sannyasis, his name was Giriraj Swami, he did not know what people are saying in this language. So he was in South that time, he was in Bangalore. So he got one South Indian person and told. And that person, South Indians, many of you, I'm sorry if some of you are South Indians, they are not very good in Hindi, most many of them, right? Probably not knowing completely, he told that this song says that Dam maro dam mite jaye gam. So he said, when you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, all your gum mite jaye gam. He did not say the other part, he did not realize. So Giriraj Swami thought, oh, this producer director must be so good. Nicely Krishna is sending nice people, those who are making good movies for spreading Krishna consciousness. So he was very inspired. He went and he said, I need to go and see the movie. So he went and took that and he went to see the movie. All the scene when people are smoking ganja, charas, and then he realized that there's something wrong going on. And then he again asked another person when he came to know that how they were portrayed bad, like smokers and drug addicts. And when he heard this, he was very hurt. He came to Srila Prabhupada and he said that why people are doing like this? We are trying to give our life to spread Krishna consciousness, and this Indian belongs to this culture. Why are they spoiling our name? What did Prabhupada said? Prabhupada said, they can sing as loudly as they want, dam maro dam. Over a period of time, people will forget about this, and what people will remember is only Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. See, after only few decades now, all of us remember, this is a quality of a devotee who tries to see positive in every negative situation. This is what we learn from the pages of Bhagavatam. Situations around us are be sometimes positive, sometimes negative. It never goes all the time as we want. But what we need to learn is to make positive out of this like lesson and go ahead in our life. This was the culture of Suniti, and she told Dhruva that learn something positive. Your mother has used correct advice. Only spiritual master, only Supreme Lord, if you will worship, you will be able to change the situation. You will be better situated. This is exactly the shloka where it comes. Atishtha tattata vimat saras uktvam samatrapi. Yet avyalikam. Now, most important in this is, she says that avyalikam. Avyalikam means what she's saying is right. Do not think that what she's saying is all useless rubbish. Execute. Whatever she has said, execute that. And what did she tell you? The Supreme Lord, Narayan. What you should do? Aradhya adokshaja pada padmam. You should start worshipping the lotus feet of Narayan, Adokshaja, one who is in. And this only will give you the final success. When somebody tells us, do this, do that, should we just do it? How do we know that this is correct thing or no? Should always, still we need somebody to tell us those scriptures, because it's sometimes difficult to understand what is given in scriptures. We hear from somebody or sadhu or guru, always cross-reference with Suniti, though is a very simple lady. So next thing, before even Dhruva asked, what is the proof that I will get success? Immediately gives Shastric references. She told that Lord Brahma, because she says that Lord Brahma, because he worshipped Lord Narayan or Lord Krishna, capacity to, and he told, okay, Lord Brahma is far away. Think about your own grandfather, Manu. Your grandfather, Manu, could get only because he worshipped Krishna or Lord Narayan. In this, there are very important few words which I want to bring to your notice. He said that he worshipped, Manu worshipped Ekamatya. He worshipped Lord Krishna with unflinching. One other important thing is Anyato. Here it comes, he says Anyato. Anyato means he achieved what is not achievable by any other means. It means that Manu worshipped Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu with single-minded unflinching devotion. And he did not have to do any other things. Many times we think that let me do this also, let me do this also. Very true story. One of my classmates, I was just visiting him, and they had a temple in the house. Indian houses generally will have temples. And then there is a like full market, right? We'll find 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and all gods are there. So I was saying, what are you doing? He was doing Agarbatti. So I said, what are you doing? You know, like. So I was just telling that, you know, scriptures say that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And when you worship him, it is like putting water in the root. Once you water the root, you don't have to go and water all the trees and branches and leaves. And what was his answer? Anybody here who does not understand Hindi, because I'll translate for you later. He said, okay, I'll just first say what he said and then I'll translate for you. He said, ye bade logo ke beech mein hamare aane ki kya zarurat hai? Hum agarbatti fira dete hai, jiski jitni shakti hogi wo le lega. He said, hum beech mein kyon pade inke beech mein? So he said that, this is all problems on big people. Why should I get my head into that? I offer agarbatti to everybody. Whoever is stronger will take their share according to their strength. Why should I worry about it? I don't want to get into this trouble. This is the faith of people. They don't know what they are doing, why they are doing, just want to be on safer side. Here, very clearly, Sunita is telling that Brahma and Manu did not have to do anything else. Na anyato, you don't have to worship or you do not have to worry about anything else. Put the water in the root, automatically we have to develop that faith or get that faith that all the branches and roots and all the branches and leaves and flowers, everything will get. One another thing which I want to make a point over here, which doesn't come into this shloka. Many times people think that once you take to the path of spirituality or once you start worshipping Lord or whoever, the problems will go away. If you open the pages of scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, nowhere Krishna says, once you worship me, no problem. I will take away all your problems. You will have a life full of bed of roses. We take up to the Krishna consciousness, or when we take to this process, one grows to that consciousness where we will be able to face the situation. A father does not want to protect a child blindly by keeping him home. A real father who loves a child helps him to grow with proper education so that he can face the situation. That's why Lord does not tell us that he is going to not send us any problems. No. Stand with us all the time and make us grow through that situation to come out with success. This is given in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Open any page. Dhruva, Prahlad, Bhishma, Kunti, Pandavas. Everybody had problems. But did anybody fail? Everybody had success. They grew in this situation. This is what we need to learn. Taking to spirituality, it's not that our problems will be the end. But we learn to face the situations without getting disturbed. I give a very common example. I'm sure Deepal remembers it, this example, but it makes things very clear. When we go out here, especially in Singapore, we see multi-story buildings, right? 30, 50 story buildings are not very uncommon. How do we look at those stories? These buildings appear very huge and big in front of us. Start going up, starts appearing. When we slide, whenever a flight is taking off, we start seeing same things very small, just like dot. And after some time, when you cross a particular height, what happens? They just stop existing. Does it mean that the problems or these buildings are not existing? Does it mean that actually they become small? They are still the same. But our angle of perspective, our vision has grown so high, they do not exist for us. Similarly, when we take to spirituality, what happens? Perspective, our vision becomes slowly, so it starts going high. Problems will remain in our life, but it will not affect us. And that is what very beautifully said by one sannyasi, you would say, inevitable. You will not find a single person in this world who will say there's no pain in his life. You will find people, those who will say they do not suffer. Whether to suffer or not depends on our, and that is what we need to learn. Pain will come, doesn't matter. We take our consciousness to that level, we grow to that level, and that is what we are here today to learn. To take our consciousness high, we do not suffer. After this, when Dhruva heard that yes, this is the path to take, I have to worship Supreme Lord. Three things are required. Once we know what is the path, then first is deliberate consideration. Think about it. Make your decision. Take your time, but think about it and go ahead. Is this really good for me? Is this something which is really benefit me? Use intelligence, and once you have taken decision, third thing, go ahead with. If we have these three things, why we need to use our intelligence? Something, somebody tells us something, can we just not accept it blindly? Because if you accept something blindly, either you will make mistake or you will not be able to, even if the path is right, if you are not convinced, if you have not convinced yourself with intelligence, able to fall down anytime. You will not be able to continue it. So use your intelligence, first convince yourself whether it is right. But once convinced, your determination, if we are convinced about it, then this is nice, but we do not have determination. A person without determination is like an animal, because we think something, we want to do something, but if we do not have the determination, we will just live on instinct. And who lives on instinct? I again tell you one story about intelligence. There was a guru and disciple. They were traveling from one village to other. They hired a horse, and guru was sitting on the horse, and disciple was just following, and he had guru's bag and books inside and his lota, panika, and his stand, everything. He was going. So when he was going, Guru, after some time when they halted, Guru said, where is my, I want to drink water. He said, but that lota fell down. I had put it on the horse, on the side it fell down. You should have picked it up. He said, but you didn't give me instruction. You told me I should chant my rounds, I should do Gayatri, I should take bath, etc. I said, you never told me that I should also pick up the lota if it falls from the horse. So Guru said, oh my God, I have to tell you everything? Okay, now whatever falls from the horse, you must pick it up. So he says, okay. So after some time, when they start going again, Guru says, what happened? I can't see my disciple. And he comes running, running behind. With? Now you all know, right? Right? He picks up the shit of the horse. So Guru says, what are you holding in your hand? You told whatever falls from the horse, I should carry. I should pick it up. I picked it up. So Guru said, oh my God, you are so useless. You are not using your intelligence. You should not pick up anything. Whatever falls, like my book, like my lota, like, okay, wait. Let me make the list. So he makes the list. Okay, tell me exactly what things I should pick up if it falls from the horse. And after some time, finally what happens? The horse goes mad. Guru falls down, becomes unconscious because he gets hurt. So he opens his list and sees, is Guru there on the list? A person should be intelligent, not a blind follower. That's what is required in spirituality. Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita in 4.34 purport he writes, should inquire submissively and ask. Nobody is telling you to believe religion or scriptures blindly. There should not be absurd inquiry. As soon as we are told we should do this, we should not do this, we start asking why like this, why like that. We should not have absurd inquiries which has meaning. What happens next? Dhruva left the house. And now in his heart he was determined that I have to worship Narayan and please him. Then only I will be happy in my life. Starts going towards the forest. Narada appears there. Narayana, Narayana. How come this person exactly appears in the scene of all these stories, like a Hindi movie stories, right? I don't know. And our time when I was young, I used to see one story called Karamchand. One of the, in Karamchand. And then he was a detective agent. And exactly, obviously, he will feel... find himself at the crime spot, and he had a secretary, her name was, and at the end they would always end the episode that Kitty will ask, but how come you exactly reach at right spot at right time? And then what he would answer, he would eat a bite on a piece of carrot and he would say, this is why I'm Karamchand. Similarly, Narayanji reaches exactly at the right time at right place, but how come he reaches there? Because his heart, being a pure devotee, always looking out for people, those who want to go closer to Krishna, extends himself to go closer, to go and help anybody who is in need. And this is inspired, and he is inspired by Lord himself. When we are in desperate situation, calling out for Lord or for help, have that faith, Lord will help us. Just telling somebody last time, they're saying, oh, I'm calling out to Lord, how can I see the Lord? Morning, received a small DT of Krishna from some other devotee. Take care, because they were going out. Don't you realize, Lord, come to your house today. For we need to open our eyes. We are ready to accept. We'll always send somebody. Similarly, Narada came there to help him. By mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we find such in every corner of the world. Prabhupada was one of that gentlemen who had so much of compassion in his heart to help everybody that at age of 69, he left India, went abroad, preaching Krishna consciousness. What business did he have to leave his comfort and go out? Just out of his compassion, he did that. And when Srila Prabhupada was in London, one reporter came and asked him, do you also have your preaching type or type of mission going on in hell? What did Prabhupada say? How do you think London is less than a hell? That person was shocked. He was taken aback. He said, but I have heard that hell is very dark, very hot. But this here it is nice greenery, nice scenery. Prabhupada said, so what? This is green hell. This is only Prabhupada's compassion that he went out, and because of him, today we have this knowledge in every corner of the world available. So Lord does reciprocate and he sends teachers. So Narada came. Nobody gets anything, no gain without. They are there to help you. But they're not only just going to come and shower you with everything. What is your status? Why do they check? Not because they enjoy that you are already in trouble and by giving you tests, they can enjoy more. No. Before giving, have to check what is that person's receiving capacity. If you try to give something very heavy, but that person cannot just accept it. So that is why the guru first checks the status, consciousness of this. Then accordingly he gives the... This is one another thing we should remember. That when we go sincerely and ask a pure devotee for some instruction, and they tell us something, we might think, this is for pure people. I am very fallen. I cannot do this. An excuse. We are just being rascal. Not like that. They know what we can do. We should have faith that if they are telling us to do something, they will also empower us to do that thing. Have that faith. So Narad Muni tested him. He told Dhruva, You are just a 5 years old child. It's the age when you should be going and playing. What are you doing in jungle? Forget about everything. Why so much of anger and why so much of sadness? Just go home and play. He is not going to buy this or explanation from him. Very angry. Dhruva was very angry. So what did Narada said next? You think that was wrong. The insult which was given to you was not due. And you think it was an injustice done to you. Understand that finally, these dualities, this happiness and distress, fame and infame, insultation and glorification are all because of Maya. Use your intelligence, forgive your mother and go back home. Dhruva was not to listen. He says, okay, just think that this is what Lord wanted. Accept it. I was still very angry. Dhruva told, I understand whatever you are saying is right, but at this moment, my mind is so much afflicted by this anger and insult that I am not able to take any of your good advice. I have come here with determination that I want to get a kingdom bigger than my grandfather. If not, I'm going to go ahead. And then he told this, Narada told that, so you want to please Supreme Lord, but please understand it's not easy. Not going to be an easy path that you just get him very easily. Are you ready to give something strong to get it back? Are you ready for that? And then the last thing, which is most commonly used everywhere around the world. Youth is meant for enjoyment. Old age is for doing bhakti. Now go back home. Enjoy your life. When you become young, you just enjoy. And when you become old, that time you come back and please the Supreme Lord. Don't we hear this again and again? This is a common thing. Everybody will say, you want to do bhakti, it's fine. But why now? When you become old. So many parents tell this. When they come to know that the children are going for Bhagavad Gita classes, they will feel, my child has gone mad. They should be going for something like disco, for party. Why are they going for Bhagavad Gita classes? There was one person in the temple, he became brahmachari. So his father was very upset. So he came and he started actually shouting in the temple that my son who is so young and he has yet to see the life and he should be married. And what is his age of doing bhakti? When people become old like us, we should do bhakti. The temple president told, why don't you come and join? We'll release your son. He said, I need to go back home and ask my wife. And next day he came back and he said, I think it's okay, you can keep my son. Right? Because many times we think that when we will become old, we will do bhakti. Why now? When we will become 64, we will directly start chanting 64 rounds. Don't tell me to do 4 rounds also now. Now is the time to enjoy. Clearly meant for preparation. Activities, anything when we are young. How does it suddenly going to come when we are going to become old? After giving so many excuses and explanation to Dhruva, Dhruva said, no, I am determined. I want to please the Lord. Can you tell me something? And then Dhruva tells a very nice sentence. He tells that you are a pure devotee of Lord. Just the way sun gives the light to everybody without becoming partial, can you be merciful and show me the path, even though when I am so small and I have so much of material desire, but you still show me the path. And then understanding that yes, he is determined, then Narada, which we can try to do in our life to some extent. First, go to the bank of Yamuna to a place called Madhuvan. And there you must go, bath 3 times a day and perform austerities. Meditate on Supreme Lord in his personal form. Then Narada describes how his Lord's eyes are so beautiful, lips are so beautiful, his chest has got Shrivatsa. He describes beautiful description, Supreme Lord's appearance, personal form. And then he gives him a mantra. He gives a mantra, Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He gives that and tells that when you go there, chant this mantra. Meditate on the form and activities of the Lord and following the footsteps of Acharya in our life and stay in Vrindavan or to a holy place since wherever we are. What did Srila Prabhupada teach us? Make Vrindavan wherever you are. How do you make your own house a temple? Tells to Narada in Bhagavatam, Yatra Gayanti Madhbhakta Tatra Tishthami Narada. Tells that where people are doing or where sages are doing lot of meditation and they are doing sacrifices, I do not reside there. Some people might be chanting big mantras and hymns. I do not reside there. Narada is asking, then where are you? Because wherever the Lord resides, that becomes Yatra Gayanti Madhbhakta Tatra Tishthami Narada. Wherever my devotees are chanting my name lovingly, I appear there and make that very place. So being in Singapore, being in our own tiny rooms in our university or in our house, we can make our own house, our own heart by calling out to Lord, by chanting his mantra with sincerity and dedication. He does not require big artika and flowers and offerings. He is Lakshmipati. is Lakshmikant. Lakshmi gives him everything, whatever he wants. What can we give to him? What are we in front of Lakshmi? Now, what can we give? And when we give love, he comes and resides in our heart, in our house. And that is how we can make our house well, Vrindavan. He told that bath, take bath 3 times a day. Was it that did it mean that Dhruva was not taking bath? But maybe Narada knew that this Bhagavatam will be spoken during Kali Yuga, where taking bath every day may not be a routine practice. In our medical hostel, I had one of person in the rooms who would take bath once in a week, Jumma to Jumma. You come across this type of people? One person would take bath once in 6 months only, once a semester. Chant mantra. Why mantra is important? Mantra was important in Satya Yuga, it is important in Kali Yuga also. Mana trayate iti mantra. Mana means verse, war which delivers. Our mind is full of anxiety, it's always bound with so much of. Mantra is that combination of syllables delivers our mind from this anxiety. That is why mantra meditation is the process. In Satyuga, the mantra was, this is the pastime which came in. So Satyuga, the topmost of the mantra was Om Namo Bhagavate. In Kaliyuga, what is called Mahamantra? Mahamantra is the topmost of mantra. There are many mantras one can chant. Under the name of Lord Ram, Ram, Krishna, Jehovah, Allah, wherever we have faith, it has to be a bona fide mantra. But one mantra which is called as Mahamantra means perspective. And what is that mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I will give you a simple example. I'm a doctor, right? So a person comes to me, I do blood test and I say, oh, you have got bacterial infection in your body. So we do antibiotic sensitivity test. Have any one of you heard about this sensitivity test? You take out those, grow the bacteria, so we know what bacteria are growing. And then we grow them surrounding some of the tablets of antibiotic. Depending on the reaction response of the growth of bacteria, we can tell at the end the result comes that this bacteria which are growing in this person's blood are not sensitive to few antibiotic, are somehow sensitive, a little bit sensitive to some, most sensitive to this one or two antibiotic. So that result comes to the doctor and the doctor will tell, I have got 3 medicines which will work with your bacteria. One will take 7 days, will take 3 days, and one will take 1 shot. What do you want? Similarly, in Kali Yuga, mantra meditation is a process to go. But there are many, many mantras given, but Mahamantra is the one which is shown to be the. Many times we feel that why this Hare Krishna, people always want to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, why not other mantras? Problem, if you like Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama, you want to chant Ram's name, it has to be bona fide name. You should not be making a mantra of your own. It will not give effect. A bona fide mantras are okay. But we, if given a choice, everybody will intelligently want to do, use something which is safe. And in Kali Yuga, it is given in a Upanishad called Kali Santaran Upanishad. This mantra, 16 worded mantra which has got Hare Krishna and Ram combination, to you what you want to chant. And most important in this is, when we chant mantra, when we worship the Lord, when we meditate on the Lord, it should be done under the guidance of a spiritual guide. Follow in the footsteps of somebody who has done it. When you want to do PhD or your master's, you come and start doing your experiment as you want. We all have a guide, right? Somebody who has got experience, somebody who can guide us by their own realizations. For the stupid experiments of these 2 and 3 years of PhD, we require guidance. But spirituality, I know everything. I don't need a guru. I am from India. I have read Bhagavatam so many times. How many times we hear this? It comes to teacher, spiritual life, everybody thinks that they are the teacher and they can teach everybody else. So why we are so hesitant to take a spiritual guide when it comes to, it is one of the most confidential knowledge and we must take guidance from somebody who has got knowledge and realized in the life. So at the end he told, in total, do your devotional service with body, mind and words. Dhruva immediately took up sincerely the instructions of spiritual master Narada and he started doing severe austerities. I'm going to tell you in short what austerities he did. In first month, like he obviously went to Madhuvan, he started taking bath and then full day he was meditating on the Lord. First month, he started eating fruit called as Badarayan fruit, which is supposed to be eaten only by monkeys. In 3 days, he would eat one fruit. He started eating only some dry grass and leaves, which would have fallen from the trees once in 6 days. Drinking only water once in, drinking anything, and he would just slowly started taking control over his breathing. and once in a while only he would breathe. I am concentrating on the Supreme Lord in his heart. The form of the Lord which was described to him by Narada, he could see the Lord in front of his vision. I am so powerful. He was standing in fifth month on his one leg. He raised his another leg. And if you can make out, he was standing on one leg. Pressure of his toe, he tilted or pushed half of the earth down. Stopped breathing in the sixth month. No circulation going on in the universe. All the demigods started feeling suffering. A 5 years child who was 6 months ago was feeling so helpless that he was breathing heavily and crying. Gone to that situation where he is able to control. He went and ran to the Supreme Lord, requesting him, do something. We all are feeling suffocated. Austerities of Dhruva. I will go to him and then everything will be okay. Lesson from this. Avoid procrastination. Any one of you have heard this word? Procrastination. Pushing thing behind. Aaj kare so kal. Kal kare so parso. Itni bhi kya jaldi hai jab jina hai barso. Right? What is a hurry? Instead of today, you can do tomorrow. Instead of things which you want to do tomorrow, you can do. Hundreds of years are left. What is a hurry in life? Mentality for many of us. We get convinced after class. Yes, I must go and chant. Maybe from tomorrow. And tomorrow never. So the lesson is start. He did not say, maybe I'm just 5 years old. Maybe I can go there when I become 6 years old. Maybe when I can become 10 years old. No, right away. Success means determination and action. We all want success in our life, but when we have to put efforts, stop arguing. Many times we think, this is also good, this is also good. I heard somewhere like this. Which one should I do? Not do anything. Or we think that maybe what I will do is, I will find out, analyze, intelligence. Mataji told in the class, we should use intelligence, don't do anything blindly. So I'm going to take my time, intelligently, analyze and then start the thing. No, it's not wrong. But life will go in just analyzing things. If you just get convinced that this is one thing which is right, you don't need to go and prove which is the best. When we get pain at night, do we open the directory and find out who is the best doctor, who has done the best of surgery? Let me go into Google and find out who is the best success rate. Just go to the nearest accident and emergency, correct or no? Life is emergency now. If you think that you're going to analyze throughout your life and then at the end of the life will come to the conclusion, start now, don't procrastinate and stop arguing. Once Srila Prabhupada was giving class in America in one of the university. And when Prabhupada was saying that one chant and one must not do no meat eating, no gambling, one student suddenly got up. He was so frustrated, like, or maybe he was feeling very suffocated that this Swamiji is telling, why this. He suddenly got up and challenged Prabhupada. Why have you put that mud on your head? You see that mud on my head? Prabhupada looked at him and he said, why are you hanging that cloth in your neck? He was wearing tie. So Prabhupada asked, why are you hanging that cloth in your neck? He said, looking at his tie. Oh, I never thought about it. Prabhupada said, sit down and think about it. Don't ask absurd questions. Inquiry is important in spiritual life. No need of having blind faith. But it should be something for growing, not any absurd questions. So stop arguing and start at least as an experiment. Even if we do not have faith that yes, this process works. It has worked for some of us here. Open your eyes. Start experimenting. At least as an experiment. Dhruva, finally, when Lord Narayan or Lord Vishnu, he understands that everybody is getting suffocated. He comes in front of, and Dhruva, when he opens the eyes, he sees that the form he was meditating on is now directly in front of his eyes. Immediately started getting tears flowing from his eyes. Really achieved. So choked up, years old child, wanted to tell Lord, thank you very much. At loss of words, he was so inexperienced. He was thinking that people glorify this Lord with such beautiful hymns and prayers. What do I know? How can I glorify the Lord? Understanding his desire, Lord touched his head with a counsel, his own counsel. And immediately all the knowledge was revealed and this 5 years old child, shlokas, glorifying the Lord. In that he tells very beautiful things that will come in the next one. But before this, okay. So fun thing is there that knowledge is important. When you want to glorify the Lord, we need to. But he does not see what Sanskrit we speak or what flowery language we speak. He sees our heart. At least we should have basic knowledge. And that knowledge comes by associating and hearing from those who have got knowledge. Knowledge just does not come. I cannot become a doctor just by sitting at home and reading the MBBS book. I need to go and learn from somebody who is a doctor, right? That's why we come to college. Similarly, this knowledge which is there in the books, we should associate and take in parampara from those who have realized this knowledge. And Lord, it is a very beautiful thing. That's why many times we think that when we want only peace, liberation, we should go to petty things. I want this degree, I want a house, why to go to Lord? That is true. We should not go and ask Lord all these things. Even when we have desires, we are still a neophyte people. We still have desires. Is there anybody here who has no desire, no name, fame, money, wealth? Then that person can give class, because I have a lot of desire, I'll sit there. We all have desires. But fortunately, Bhagavatam says, akama sarva kamova moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena akama sarva kamova. Whether you have no desires or sarva kama, or you have desire for every material thing in the life, no problem. Desire of liberation. You want material desires or you have no desires. Bhakti is the way to go. Even when you want something material, no problem. Go to the Supreme Lord. One small story I will tell. This is a real story. It comes like probably a few decades ago. So it is spoken in Nathadwara. If you have heard of Nathadwara, there is Lord Srinathji who stands like this, right? He's the one who is like Govardhandari. His one hand is like this, another hand is like this. So there was a thief in Nathadwara. He had done lot of... So he was very popular in his community. He had like, you know, like his name, that he can go and rob anything. So in his community, people used to like talk good about him. So some of his friends came and told that you have robbed so many high places. But in Nathadwara, the most important place is the temple of Lord Srinathji. And you have not got yet to the temple. And you have not stolen anything from the temple. Till you do this, we cannot take you as the best of our community. Like, you should also go. So they all instigated him. Chalo, wo bhi kar lenge. Okay, I will do that also. One day he planned, and then finally he goes to rob in the temple. When all the pujaris have gone to sleep, he enters the altar. And anyhow, the pujaris always maybe are smart. They at night, before putting the deities to rest, they take out all the jewelry and they put it into tijori. It was not there. So when he went inside, beautiful, effulgent, almost without any ornament, the form of the Lord. I took so much of trouble. And now he doesn't have anything on his body that I can steal. Now what to do? He was just looking, wow, but he looks nice. And suddenly he sees that on the top, there is one umbrella which is hanging. That is made of gold. Nice. At least I should take this umbrella back with me. Meri bhi izzat hai na. Izzat to bachane, right? So he wanted to save his name. So he said, at least I must take this umbrella. But how to get to the top? He climbed on the deity. So deity was like this, right? So he climbed. He was standing actually on his deity, trying to take the umbrella out. And suddenly he started hearing the laughter. Laughing, who is here? With a lot of fear in his heart, who is here? Who is laughing? Oh, he said, what? He said, actually looking at the Lord, and Lord was really smiling. He said, what, why are you laughing? I'm actually robbing your umbrella, I'm taking it away. Why are you laughing? That every day people come and they offer flowers, prasadam, but you are offering your entire self on me. How much love do you have for me? So I'm laughing. This is making me very happy. Obviously, that person, that he changed his life. But what I want to make the point, he had no intention what Lord meant. But Lord takes out the best in you. Even if we have material desires, even we have something, it's not that we should not have desire to harm somebody else. Except that even if we have material desires, now go to the Supreme Lord. He will fulfill the desires. One more story. I'm not sure whether I think I should finish in 2-3 minutes now after this. Srila Prabhupada was once Bombay temple, and some philosophers came and they said, Swamiji, we have heard a lot about you. We want to discuss philosophy about who is God with you. So Srila Prabhupada realized that these people have just come for the sake of argument. Srila Prabhupada said, this is very deep topic. Who is God? Why Krishna is God? And maybe we can discuss this sometime later. This is too much going into depth. And they started discussing something else. And suddenly two small kids of devotees, they were playing around. So Srila Prabhupada called and said, Prabhupada would always have a bottle which was full of cookies or some sweet next to him. So he had Laddu's bottle, put his hand on the bottle and he told, who is God? Children looked at the bottle, they said, oh, Laddu. They said, oh, we have a bright future. Krishna is God. Who is God? Krishna is God. Prabhupada said, very good. He opened and he gave them Laddu. They were very happy. Who is Krishna? And they said, oh, some more bright prospects are there. So immediately the children said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, Prabhupada gave them the laddu and then they went. And Prabhupada closed and he told, in our society, even the children know who is God and who is Krishna conscious. Oh, and who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the matter to discuss about it? This is intelligent spiritual master or pure devotees. How he takes out the best. Why we need to go to God even when we have material desires. Dhruva had desire to go and get a kingdom which is bigger than his grandfather. When we think what he had desire, in front of him we might think we are saints, Baba. We want one car, one bungalow. None of us must be waiting that we will ask Lord about one big kingdom, right? Like bigger than one. We are saints in front of Dhruva, right? Not so bad, la. Okay. So, but as soon as Dhruva had darshan of the Supreme Lord, this is what he prays. My Lord, the transcendental bliss derived from meditating upon your lotus feet or hearing about your glories from pure devotees is so unlimited that it is far beyond the stage of Brahmananda. Brahmananda is meditation or merging into the Supreme Brahman. What to speak of the temporary blissfulness of elevating oneself to the heavenly planets, which is ended by the separating sword of... Immediately this 5 years old boy realized that when I got your darshan, immediately realized that just your devotional service is much, much higher than even liberation and what to talk about heavenly planets. And then he tells that, what do I want? He tells, kindly bless me that I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly. This is what he is asking now. Association of Lord's devotee. This is real wealth. What is the benefit to going to the Lord? What I was talking in the previous slide. Akama sarva kamova. Even if we have material desire, we should go to Lord. Fulfill your desire. Purify your desire. That at least in future, we will not have such happen to. Immediately, Lord understood what he started with. He wanted a bigger kingdom. So he said, I am going to award you a pole star. We all know it's called as Dhruvka Tara, right? A pole star. And once your father retires, you will be ruling that kingdom in this world for 36,000 years. You will do lot of, you will never become old and you will always have strong senses till you, 36,000 years, right? You will do lot of sacrifices, austerity, you will receive lot of blessings and you will have material opulence as well as at the end, you will come back to me. Material opulence and spiritual perfection. This is what I started my talk today with. Do not think that when we start into spirituality, it means sab bhagat ban jayenge, baal bhi nikal dene padenge, hairstyle change karna padega. No, not required. All of us are practicing Krishna consciousness. There is no subtraction, there is no division, there is only. And when Lord is now happily giving all these benedictions, what was Dhruva's feeling? He tells Lord, don't want anything of this. Now I'm feeling that the desire what I have or what I was looking for, like a broken piece of glass in front of what I have got today, your darshan, which is like a association of Lord and Lord's devotee, which is real valuable in life. In front of that, this material desires, he says it is like a broken piece of glass, not even a proper glass. A broken piece of glass has no value, except that it is harmful and it can hurt us. End of it. And Lord says, never mind. Now you have understood what you were asking for. I am anyhow giving you. And at the end, you will also get the association of the devotees and you will come back. Benefit of taking care of the Lord. The last formula of success. Many times we might feel it is meant those, either those who want liberation, those who have no material desires. We feel it's only for this and only for that. Bhagavatam says, Etan nividyamanana michatam akuto bhayam tam rupa nirnitam harir namanu kirtanam. Sukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj that, okay, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord, following the ways of great authorities, is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all. Those who are free from material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. So any one of you, if you think, or any one of us, we think we are self-realized, chanting of the holy name is the way to success. If you think that we fall in the category that we still have material desires, still the way to success is the name of the Lord. So finally, now whatever we have described, take home lessons. Attachment to hearing and chanting. Supreme Lord, not about the... What was the cup going on? World Cup, right? Something was going on. Somebody messages me. Somebody hit finally Brazil... Germany won. Are you looking after, are you following this news? No, we should be attached to the hearing and chanting of the names of the Lord. We should control our speech and our mind. Do not go into negative thought. And that is what I use the word, develop blood group, be positive. Be positive means positive. Negative thought comes, use your intelligence to be positive. What is your blood group? Not A positive, AB positive, AA negative. Follow a bona fide spiritual master. Don't think that we are so elevated that we do not require a spiritual guide. Take instructions and follow it. If you have faith, you will be liberated. Tell this small story very quickly. Use intelligence for higher purpose. Start, not procrastinate. Read scriptures. Know what is good for our spiritual life. Finally, what is good for our life. And develop faith. that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, He loves me and He will protect me. I'll tell you one small story. A story which comes from South India. There was a king called King Kulashekhara. He was very attached, hearing Ramayana every day. So attached, and when he would hear, actually meditate, and he would go into that pastime. The ministers, sometimes they knew that, you know, the king will get completely into this. When he was hearing, the Lord Ram was banished. He went into so much of sadness, was crying and crying day and night. Why my Lord is banished like that? So one day when he was reading, or when he was hearing, somebody else was reading for him. So he was hearing that Ravana has kidnapped. He said, what? Ravana is taking Mother Sita? How can that happen? He went out, took his horse and started going towards the south. I'm coming, Ravana, to stop you. I don't think this was a Hindi movie, like this is really, because he was meditating like that. It is south. He was in Kerala actually. Kerala, all the way he went to the south. Then when it came to the ocean, he jumped in the ocean. Stop, stop. And all the way he was shouting, stop, stop. So much of vigor that his ministers and threw himself in the water. Ram appeared there. Do not worry. Mother Sita has been retrieved back and she is back with me. And then Lord told. Then he realized, oh, what I was doing. He said, I'm sorry, Lord. And thank you so much for bringing me out of this ocean and saving me. Told, because of your devotion, you have won your heart, won my heart so much. I have saved you from this ocean of material world. We will give our heart hearing the Lord. Sincerity, genuine. Thank you very much. There are many more stories, but maybe sometime. Is there any, in Devaki Prabhu's style, is there any wild objections? Any questions? Or any comments? One of you have something to share, please welcome. Very nice, thank you very much. In this relation, I will share another real story, real pastime. In Australia, when this movement was just started, Krishna consciousness was going on, this Australian girls and boys, they were taking up Krishna consciousness, and they started taking Prabhupada's book to every bookstall, and they would go to the market and they started distributing Bhagavad Gita. But some people were so envious that they started doing, and police would actually make these people run away. They would threaten them, or if they wouldn't listen, they would put them in the... These devotees, they were so determined that they would go from here to other place, but they would continue doing this Sankirtan. Always distribute books and chant Krishna's name. So some devotees were arrested, headed by their temple president. His name was Madhu Dvisa Prabhu. So they were put in the jail. And they wrote letter to Prabhupada that finally 6 or 7 of us are put in jail. And he was the leader of all of them. So otherwise everybody was quite sad outside, and they did not know what to do, and they were scared. And the lawyer is asking for a few $1,000, and we do not have that much of money to spend on. So what did Prabhupada said? Prabhupada said, just do not worry. What is the difference whether you are outside or in jail? You are in jail, doesn't matter. You continue to chant Hare Krishna. Get up early in the morning, do Mangal Arati, preach to the fellow prisoners, chant there, and read Bhagavad Gita there, and Krishna will do all well. So they said, okay. So they every day would get up in the morning, take their bath, do 5 o'clock Mangal Arati very loudly, and then all they would preach. Very slowly, all the prisoners listening to them started having Bhagavatam class in the... After a few days, when the jailer saw this, what is happening, they said, oh, these Hare Krishnas are dangerous, more dangerous inside the jail. Leave them. And finally, they just released. Without doing anything, without even doing the trial. So this is what is exactly like. When we take our consciousness high, I think it's the time for prasadam. I don't want to delay all of you. If there's anything else you want to ask, I'm around, so you can ask me. And now we should go for prasadam. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Oh yeah, 5 minutes kirtan also. Okay, yes.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.